Hey, everybody. My name is Chuck Staton, and you might know me as the producer of Tuesdays with Stories with Mark Norman and Joe List, or from the Tell 'em Steve Dave podcast, where I've done a lot of video work and hosted some shows on the Patreon over the years. But today I'm here to tell you about my podcast, Fun Bearable, with comic Ray Harrington and improv player Brad Rohr. We're celebrating our 100th episode of our podcast live at the Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island, on Sunday, July 21st. So if you're in the New England area, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, anywhere, come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our live podcasts are more than just a podcast. There's video elements, there's improv stuff, there's sketch stuff, sometimes there's prank stuff. We always want the audience to walk away feeling surprised, to say the very least, and it's going to be a great time. The show is sponsored by RI Food Fights, the best food organization in Rhode Island. The show is also sponsored by Tracy's Cream and Sugar, my coffee shop of choice in my hometown of Warren, Rhode Island, right on Main Street. So go to funbearablepod.com for tickets for our show, the 100th episode of Fun Bearable, on Sunday, July 21st at the Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island. The best way to explain it, I think, is that I'm Doc Brown, you're Marty McFly, and when this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit. Actually, that's not a great... It's not a great metaphor. We're not traveling in any way or ramping up speed. Doesn't really apply. But funbearablepod.com.
I gotta say, though, like, again, though, like, I'm not on Team Get 'em.
They called his feet meaty.
Like, he's defending Ron like he's sucking his cock. Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave, number 601, boys.
Woo-wee.
It's been a little while since we sat around the table.
Yeah, it has.
So the last time was not 600, but 599 point whatever it was.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, two, three weeks ago.
All right. We're here now.
Now we're here.
We're on the other side of 600, and I got to tell you, the word on the street is everybody liked it.
I have yet to see any dissenting opinions. What do you say, Walt?
Sure.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places, bud?
If you look for hard enough, you'll find it.
Yes, yes.
You'll find those people who are not happy. Said yeah. They are tired of me sucking Get'em's dick.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
It's too bad because we're entering a whole new era of Get'em dick sucking.
I don't know, man. I'm a little pissed off at him as it is right now. So
I get him. He already?
Already? Already? Yeah, already. I'm fucking questioning my decision to go to throw the court, to throw the trial in his favor. We have a limited room in this office, right?
Yeah.
So when we record, and we have a lot of people in the
and
room,
and no windows still.
So, well, we're working on that.
Yeah.
So we tend to put some of this – I don't know if you noticed when you got here. We throw some stuff out in the hallway, some extra chairs, some boxes.
Okay.
And yesterday I had some stuff out there. And the – do you remember when we talked a couple months ago about one of the Rons and how I would – if you had the scenario, if there was a fire that Get 'em started in the Airport Plaza and Ron perished in the fire, I said that I would not pod anymore.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
Well, I really have to rethink that decision.
You're back?
Because right. I was informed today that he overheard Ron complaining about us putting stuff in the hallway.
Yeah. To who?
To the super.
Did it even come to you first?
No.
Oh.
And this fuckwit is like, well, there's a lot of stuff in the hallway. Like, he's defending Ron like he's sucking his cock. Instead of seeing me, I'm mad. Instead of being like, yeah, what a jerk off. He's like, well, Ron may be in the right on this one. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And I really feel like, yeah, now I'm wishing that I had done none of those. Went through all those mental hoops to make him win the fucking – he should have did it on his own if he was going to win.
Yeah. Wow. That's what happens when you mess with the law, man. It doesn't turn out.
So wait, did you pull everything in from the hallway?
No,
it's still out there.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. If he wants to now go through legal channel or go up the ladder and go to the lady that we pay rent to, you know, all right, then maybe we'll leave then. If I can't put the shit out there once in a while. Once in a while.
It's not like you're putting like garbage out there.
No,
like,
it's just wheeling that shit out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not very neighborly.
It's petty.
Yeah, it's a little petty.
It really is. And then this guy is just like, oh, we can't block Ron's entrance, bro.
Yeah, me and Ron think this.
you really are annoyed. I see it in your eyes.
I was really annoyed.
This isn't a goof.
I told him, I was like, well, he's on the shit list now. And you're about fucking within a millimeter of fucking being on that list too now. If you want to fucking defend him so badly, maybe you go over there and work for him.
Shit, man. I thought I was having a stressful day. Yeah. This is fucking crazy.
You had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
Shit. See how he treats you over there. See if he'll fucking throw a trial in your favor.
Yeah. I can't help but notice that the $5 jar isn't set up.
No. How many weeks did he have to get the jar ready?
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
So what's he up to? Him and Ron just powwowing?
I don't know what he's doing. We caught him sleeping today, me and Jeff.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Walked in on him sleeping.
Sleeping where?
Right on that fucking – right where Tom is sitting behind you.
Wow.
Tom Milizowski's in the room. We're recording some Sunday Jeff shows after.
During business hours?
2 o'clock. What, 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, I would say this business hours.
All right, all right. Just checking.
Wow. Okay. All right. So there's been no lessons learned. There's been nothing. That big weepy speech he made at the end out the window.
Yeah. It feels like, he's like, oh, I cried a little bit. Yeah, I'm good for a while. Yeah. I can go back to my old ways.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Wow.
Notice he didn't put a mic out for himself.
Yeah, what's going on over there? You can finally talk, and this is it. He's not even looking up, this guy. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
But I don't want to spend the whole episode complaining.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I want to hear about this trip you took, man. Some stuff had to have happened. Yeah, I really haven't said anything about it.
We mean the Franks and the Flanagans and the took a trip to Minnesota. It's a good trip. I don't know if anything happened that was all that pod worthy in terms of like, oh, well, you know, this got fucked up or this got fucked up. Right. It was cool though that an aunt reached out to us on the road and hooked us all up with a backstage tour of the NFL Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
Holy shit. Awesome.
25% of your group was like, yes. The other 75%.
Three-fourths of the tour was probably just like, what are we doing for 3 hours? We're going to look at old jerseys and cleats.
Leather helmets.
Awesome. No, such a cool – and like – I can't even imagine how many millions have been pumped into the Hall of Fame by the – I mean, NFL's got it.
Oh, sure.
And like the stuff that the public doesn't get the chance to see.
Oh, yeah?
Is staggering.
Like what? Give us a peek of behind the scenes.
There is a brace that Peyton Manning wears that he wore when he was on the Denver Broncos. And there was a little secret compartment in it. And when you unzip it, there are all these rosaries and like Catholic charms that he would pray to so he wouldn't injure that leg that had already been injured already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they don't have that on display.
I wonder if that's because it's too hot button, you know, oh, let's not mix religion and football.
It's a little weird.
No, it's
to believe
not.
In totems and shit like that.
Good. These are not,
he's
these
looking
are
at good luck charts.
These are not good
he
luck
thinks
charts.
God
these
is are, looking over him.
These are
he
like.
He thinks God is watching the game and being like, all right.
Why wouldn't he? He won Super Bowls.
He was one of the greats.
It's so fucking narcissistic, man, as to be almost unbelievable.
No, I would think that somebody like playing in a fucking touch football game praying is narcissistic. But when you're one of the greatest that ever did, you might be like, I don't know, maybe God had a hand in this.
It sounds like Scientology to me. It's just like, because the people that are in Scientology that we see are like the famous ones and the rich ones. And it's like it seems to all work out for everybody in Scientology. Yeah. I bet you there's a whole bunch of people that Scientology ain't working out for.
Yeah. TV shows about it.
I got to see Tom Brady's Super Bowl winning jersey with the grass stains his cleats. And I thought
– Is it like when I went to Graceland and they let me touch like stuff or
no,
they let you hold it?
They have a strict no – flesh can touch any of the artifacts.
Okay.
they adhere to like the strictest museum rules. And so like,
yeah, I had to wear white gloves.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I guess I could have wore white gloves, but I didn't do the white gloves. The aunt who showed us around touched everything, but he let me smell it though.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. How did it smell? What
Tom smell like?
Yeah. Remember what was that movie with the guy from, who played Rorschach in Watchmen. He was also in Bad News Bears. Remember he put the underwear on the face and his wife caught
Jack
him?
Kelly Leak from Jackie Earl Haley.
Remember, what was that really fucked up movie where his wife walked in on him and he was on the computer jerking off and he had a pair of underwear on his head?
Yeah, I remember it. I don't remember the movie though. I can't remember the name of it.
That's what I thought it was going to happen. I thought I was going to be able to do that. Jerk off with Tom Brady's jersey wrapped around my his face.
On your head.
The girls in Frank Wayne. Outside the bathroom.
Yeah. Ultra, he's not ready, guys. He's not ready.
I'm doing something.
So as cleats, saw some Detroit Lions gear, was told that helmets and the chemicals or the what helmets are made out of.
Modern helmets
are breaking down constantly. And it's just the challenge is that they want to revert back to their plastic form. So they get sticky and they're just – at some point they're not going to exist anymore, helmets. The old helmets players wore.
Huh.
Like, oh, this is Brady's helmet. Yeah, but in about 100 years from now, it'll just be a puddle of plastic.
Oh, wow. I wonder why. What
I wouldn't have thought that plastic would break down like that.
Yeah, it breaks down. And he said if you were able to touch it, you could feel how sticky these helmets are from the 60s.
Really?
Because they're just breaking down constantly. They have a strict temperature that they have to have the building at.
Sure.
Lighting has to be a certain fluorescent – or not fluorescent, but you know what like, so it doesn't damage anything.
No UV in it probably.
Yeah. It was awesome though. That was really fucking dope. And I want to thank him for, I don't want to say his name. I don't want to get him in trouble in case he didn't, you know, get the wherewithal or the proper channels to let us go down here.
Sure. Probably did though.
Probably did. Came in on his day off too.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice. Was he all agog at Frank Five? Was he like...
Well, you know what he's. You know what his title is? Curator.
Oh, curator! Mm-hmm.
I gotta take it from Smod Fan and give it to this guy now. I gotta take it.
There can only be one.
I'm only kidding, Smod Fan. Take that gun out of your mouth.
I knew this day would come. Goodbye, world. Goodbye. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Oh, wow.
He rocked out on the trip too.
Oh yes, yeah. Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks.
Oh, whoa! They performed together.
Together.
That had to be sweet, man.
Well, they performed in Chicago at Soldier Field. We were seated probably in Ohio. We were so far away, so it was like watching two little sticks.
Yeah.
Perform, but when you watch the big screen, I guess you could see them perform, but. Billy Joel's got a fucking lot of hits. Every song he plays is recognizable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's stunning because I wasn't that versed on my Billy Joel, but like the man can play for 2 hours and play a song that's recognizable. Yeah. Not many artists can do that.
Yeah, I've seen him at Madison Square Garden a few times and it's like, you're right, it's like hit after hit. And some nights you go and it's not even the same songs and you're like, oh, this guy could just fill it.
And you know how big a fan Jeff is of Stevie Nicks.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
A massive Stevie Nicks fan. He was in love with her when he was in high school.
I understand.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was in love with her.
He was like, you know.
The gypsy?
Who was that dude that was stalking Jodie Foster?
Oh,
that was his. Yeah, was he was just one Hinkley? Step below, below that. He was all in on Stevie Nicks. So he was like, how was Stevie Nicks? And I was like, should I tell him that? She wasn't as up to par as Billy Joel, or should I just be like, she was awesome?
Well, I know what you should do. I'm guessing it's not what you did, though.
I was honest. I was like, for her age, I said she did great. And he fucking defended her like a fucking mother lioness. Like he was
But what you said was nice.
Right. But he's like, definitely better than Billy Joel's voice. That's like, if I'm being honest, I thought Billy Joel's voice is better at this point.
Little Children is the name of that movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And yeah, check that movie out. That's a fucked up movie.
Well, that's where he's jerking off in the car, too. Like, mm-hmm. That was filmed on Staten Island.
Was it?
Yeah.
That is a bizarre movie, man.
Yeah, it's good. It's a really good movie.
Yeah. We went to the Mall of America. It looks a lot like the American Dream Mall.
Yeah. Have you been there to Mall of America?
I've been there, yeah. We've gone on tour a few times. Yeah, I told you when you went. It's just a mall. Like, it didn't really feel – but American Dream, you're right. It's the same.
And American Dream is only an hour away from me.
Yeah, bless, because I just drove from there. We shot there all day today.
Didn't you grab me and pull me aside harder and tell me that?
Well, because the second I opened my mouth, you just started ripping on me about it, telling me I don't know what I'm talking about.
So I never said that.
So I just thought, you know, go enjoy the fucking Mall of America.
I never, ever said
that. No, no.
All I said was, you know, I don't know how long these malls are going to be around, and I want to see it before it closes. And you were like, definitely, I could see that. You weren't like, hey, but you know that the American Dream is exactly the same thing.
No, I think I tried to talk you out of it by saying it's just the mall. Don't go. But All right. Did you buy anything?
I brought a T-shirt at the Hall of Fame, and I brought a hoodie at the Mall of America. But we had to travel like gypsies. Was that bad? I shouldn't say.
You can say Romani.
I was told by gypsies to use the term gypsies. So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of room.
That's why you're defending
luggage.
Those lucky charms. You got a lucky charm around your neck. Yeah, I see it popping out.
Yeah, some lady gave me this when I was delivering mail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I don't know. I thought it was weird. She came out of nowhere and gave it to me. So I thought it was a sign.
Could be.
Sure.
But that was it, though. That was a trip.
We saw Mary Tyler Moore statue.
Oh, yeah. I saw the Mary Tyler Moore statue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see that?
I don't remember if I've seen it.
I didn't think it would be that impactful, but it really was. Like, once we got there, I was just kind of like, man, we really are taking a far out of the way jaunt for this statue. But then when I walked up on it and I saw it and I was like, and it's right at the corner where she throws the hat up in the air. Uh-huh. And you could look in the walkway and see where she might have stood and did and threw the hat up.
Uh-huh.
That's some powerful shit.
Well, what feelings does it – like what does it bring up?
Oh, I used to watch that show with my mom every Saturday night. Oh, without fail. That was her show and we'd watch it together. And that show gives me like that – especially that song, Love Is All Around. There's no need to fake it. Mm-hmm. You're going to make it.
Yeah,
that song like gives me good sunny vibes when I hear that song. So it was that was cool.
Were there any spots on it that were inappropriately rubbed down?
No, I've seen some statues that have been violated.
Yeah,
but I think that if Minnesota doesn't have an armed guard on 24/7, then they're negligent by not doing that. But yeah, that's it. It was awesome.
It's a good looking statue.
And it was so fucked up, I blew the fucking party away. We're walking back to the car and we're just walking by a building. And I was like, damn, that building looks like the exterior of where she worked. And then Frank Googled it and he goes, holy fuck, it is the exterior where she worked.
Right.
And I was just like, Mac Daddy.
When
we got back in the car, I couldn't stop talking about it. I fucking called that building. Nobody even had to point it out to me.
He must have crushed some major puss. That's impressive.
Holly and headboard that night.
We went down to Orlando, Q and I.
Yeah.
Although Q, I have to say, he abbreviated his trip without telling me.
I did tell you. I texted
you. No, you told me you were coming. You were going to come a day late, but you didn't tell me you were leaving a day early.
Well, I was always leaving Sunday.
No, a long time, a while back, I said, "What are your dates?" And you gave me the dates. And then on Saturday night, you're like, "Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow morning." I was like, "Oh fuck, I would have skipped out a day early too."
You still could have.
No, it was too late by then. I couldn't change a flight anymore.
So what'd you do when you were alone?
No, Mary Beth went. So,
all right, so why don't you? Yeah, so what's the harm then? You're in Orlando.
Yeah, it's 95 fucking degrees out, fucking 100% humidity.
it's pretty hot.
From where we are, like it was about a 15-minute walk to a Wawa, and like I was really thirsty, but I'm like, I'm not going to take the walk. I don't want to take the walk. It's too much.
They don't have any liquid.
No, they do. It's all Pepsi products, though. Okay. Yeah, I kind of like Pepsi stuff. We did Space Monkeys.
Yeah,
and I thought it turned out pretty well.
Yeah,
I mean, according to what people said, they enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, so I mean, I'm not surprised. They always give the people what they want.
saw Tiffany perform.
That's wild.
It was listed as 9 o'clock to 10:30. So I was like, all right, an hour and a half of Tiffany, I don't really need that much. There's really one song I want to hear.
I think we're alone now.
Yeah. So we went to, Mary Beth and I went down there about like 25 minutes into the show, and she sang, she finished up one song.
Wait a minute, you weren't afraid that she might open with it?
No, I didn't think so. Okay. That would have been a mistake on her part, I think. Because where does she go from there? But we went down there and she finished up one song. She sang another song and then she sang that one. And it was really only like a 45-minute set. So we got there pretty much just in time to catch what we wanted to wanted to say.
Yeah, did she bring in the house down?
People were digging it.
Yeah.
People dug it. But strangely, like, it was really weird. Like, after she was done, she went out into like this little area. It's like a hallway where, you know, it, like the entrance to the banquet. The way it was set up was the way Jiggy set it up. What are we talking about?
Yeah, maybe we should. Right.
Let me back it up. Jiggy does something called Taste Funny every year. Yeah. Well, for the past 4 years.
It's like a food comedy festival in Orlando.
Food comedy festival. He has comedians there. He does stuff where he cooks and shit, and they have like games and a disco night and themes and family dinners and all kinds of stuff. And it was what he did that I thought was genius was it was all in the one hotel. Like you didn't have to go anywhere. Like we didn't have to go anywhere to do Space Monkeys. Nice, yeah. We just walked downstairs and Q had to because he stayed in a separate hotel because he's fancy. Yeah.
Does I'm fancy.
He's fancy.
No.
I'm fancy.
He's too fancy now.
I'm sure it was just an overbooking.
I don't know. I didn't book the hotel. They just took me to a hotel.
But he was right next door. So
yeah, I think that they just didn't want me staying in the hotel with all the
Peeps.
All the peeps. But I didn't ask them.
Well, it's tough for you. I mean, look, let's be 100% honest about it. Like you can't stop and talk to every fucking person when you're trying to walk from like your room to the car to go get something to eat.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to happen to you.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask him to. He just did it because, you know.
Yeah, but it was a well-oiled machine.
Everybody
seemed to have a great time. It's like if you take like the hardcore cruise people and then you distill them down into the hardest of the hardest core, that's these people.
Yeah, like I recognized every single person that I saw.
Yeah, like everybody's recognizable pretty much.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And they all started watching during the pandemic because Jiggy went on Zoom and was doing like cooking shows and comedy and stuff like that. So they all got into it. At that point.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something they've been into for like a couple of years now.
Yeah. This is his fourth one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think he was happy.
Yeah. It was funny because Tiffany was supposed to be on Space Monkeys. And then I think we lost her somewhere around the time we found out that my feet were being raided online by sex freaks. There's a whole website called WikiFeet that just like puts up photos and rates people's feet.
Ooh.
And somebody in the audience brought it up that I'm on WikiFeet and there are hundreds of photos of my feet. It is fucking insane.
From IJ?
IJ, this, that, the other thing. Yeah, and like and there's reviews.
So how do you rate as far as
feet? Pretty fucking high.
Very high.
Very high. Wow.
They called his feet meaty.
Meaty.
Meaty and fat.
Is that good?
Apparently so.
Let's say when I think of meaty and fat feet, I think Fred Flintstone.
That's what I said
or
on
get
stage.
Him.
Oh, get him! No, get him! No, no. When I think
it's like another plane of existence.
Yeah, that's like fucking, that's a different species.
Yeah, and then we got into that, and then you know that segues into this, into that, into that. And by the time we asked for Tiffany, I think she snuck out the fucking back door.
I think so, yeah, because it seemed like she was going to come on, and then we were. I had this story I wanted to read. A message from OnlyFans that was like really vile and disgusting. And I'm not sure if she caught wind that I was going to talk about it.
Well, how did she know?
What's up?
How would she know you were going to read it?
Because I warned people several times.
Oh, okay.
So
Q, if the reviews weren't that kind, would it bother you?
It wouldn't bother me because like when they told me that I had this thing, I was sitting there going like, well, I can't have a high rating. I have giant hairy hobbit feet. I was like, nobody's going to give me good ratings, but apparently thick, meaty feet are what
people are into.
What people are looking for.
Really? What kind of feet aren't people looking for? I'm afraid mine might be those.
I guess
it depends. I think that there's like your feet would be somebody's cup of tea. There are so
all
many people
bent
out
toes
there.
And shit.
Yeah, like because there are like Paris Hilton has like a size 13 foot or something crazy like that, and people are still into her.
For a long time, I was wearing the wrong size sneakers for like 15 years of my life.
Too high or
he's
too
like
low.
A fucking Chinese child with his feet bound.
So it really fucked up. Like during the growth years, so it really did
your feet.
It did a job on my toes.
Well, you never know, bro. You never know. Wow, there really are a lot of shots of those feet. But then we were saying, like, maybe I should start a feet only fans.
Why not?
But then Brian suggested that it looks like my career is on the down.
On could the look down. Like it was on the down tick.
If yeah, suddenly. But if you wait till the other side, when you're like, you know what, I need some extra cash now. And you got to strike while you're at your
– yeah, while my feet iron are hot.
Yeah.
And you could – I mean technically you could advertise during the show. Like, you know, you could go barefoot in some things for whatever reason. I mean obviously you're doing it here. You know, you're in sandals and stuff. So you could keep it going.
Wow.
How much do you think you could earn?
If it was –
$10 a month.
If it was –
that's reasonable.
$10,000 a month?
No, $10.
No, let's say $4.99 a month. You don't want to –
$4.99?
Yeah. You think $10 – you think $9.99 is –
I think $9.99
is acceptable. I think you get $10,000 though a month though from all these subscribers.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
For that, for the toes, for the little piggies.
Yeah, but eventually you're going to have to up your game. Just like, you know, how there's like some, you know, porn stars like, well, I do women.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually, you know, they're
going,
you know,
like, hey,
30 guys.
Suddenly my toes are like scissoring some black guy's toe. And they're like, oh, it's interracial foot-on-foot action.
And then it's scissoring a whole lot other areas too, probably. Well,
it depends on how much I'm making.
$10,000 a month, that's worth it.
And then it's not even toes anymore. It's just in your mouth.
So I'm just sucking dick from under. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, I tried to warn you.
Shit, that only took a month.
Why didn't you warn me? Why? You didn't tell me about the mall, did you? I thought you knew.
Oh.
So what'd you do for 4th of July?
Dude, I ended up doing nothing. I ended up sitting in my yard. I ended up going to my parents the night before, got home late, and then watched Staten Island blow itself up. Just kind of chilled out in my yard. Didn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brian went to a picnic.
Yeah, oh, who's partied?
Yeah.
Brian Rupert.
How'd it go?
Excellent. It was a very elegant evening or afternoon. I'll say though, like again though, like I'm not on Team Get'em because he was there and he didn't talk to me.
He was holding court with all the strangers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Complete strangers. He's telling stories left and right. He's the king of gab. And I'm sitting on my phone for about a half hour not talking to anybody. And then Brian came. And then as soon as Brian came, then Get'em came over. Then he graced us with his presence. Otherwise, he was all about Rupp's friends.
Wow. You've got big timed.
Well, I mean, it's happened before. You guys have done it to me before on the road. Remember years ago, like you guys would just pile around together. And that's why – remember I wanted to get a fourth on TSD tryouts. and Debbie's like, well, maybe that is because of you then if it keeps happening over and over again. Like, I don't
your wife's always there with a wise word for you.
And I was like, oh, you think so? She goes, no, it's probably them. They're jerks.
They're jerk-offs.
Then all of a sudden he was like, oh, then he found some topics he was willing to talk about with me and Bri.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, oh, he couldn't pull himself away from Rupp's friends that he fucking met once, if at all.
Wow. Were they ants? Did they know who he was?
They don't
know. Oh, so he was just making friends?
At the expense of me?
Well, you know, you have a family. He's got nothing. I mean, I think he should.
You know? Yeah, but like, come on. I rarely ever go out. Yeah.
I was, we'll attest to it. I was stunned. I was like, no way when I saw him there. I couldn't believe it. Because like I was on the fence because I'm like, 4th of July traffic, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, you know, it's Hazlitt. It's not that far.
Yeah.
It's not that I can take back roads or whatever. So when I got there, I didn't see Walt's car out front, but I went back and there he was. Mm. I was shocked. Yeah. Pleasantly shocked.
What was I doing when you came? On my phone.
What's that?
It's just on my phone. Yep. Going just like, well, I wish somebody, I had someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Well, let's get him. I'll get him to talk.
What about Rupp? You going to talk to Rupp?
Well, he was busy like frying up, burgers and dogs and corn dogs and all sorts of food and everything. I couldn't go, but like, hey, can you talk to me?
Make your friends talk to me.
Wow.
One of Rob's friends said something really – I didn't talk to him for the – I didn't actually didn't talk to any of them for the rest of the party. I wasn't offended, but I was taken aback. I went up there to get a – just get a plate and a napkin, and one of the guys looks at me and he goes, you know, you look like you got a big dick. And I
heard that.
Who was, said this? Was that some guy? It was just some guy. It was just like one of Rob's friends. You heard him say that?
I heard him say it. And I was, and at that point, I said to myself, like, I fucking wiped the flop sweat off my forehead. I was like, boy, I'm glad my wife didn't come to this barbecue.
She might have had a wise word.
Because it was so weird and so out of place and so, like, bizarre that, I would have been – I would have had a hard time being like, well, why would he say – like trying to explain why a stranger said that. You know, all of a sudden now I know I would be in the crosshairs. Like, why would he – why did he say that?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That? No, it's your fault.
Yeah.
But I mean, did you feel bad that he didn't say it to you?
Why? Because he – why? You think he didn't think I did?
He's telling people that he thinks.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you were so alone.
Maybe next 4th of July, I'll put a sweat sock down here.
Just keep hanging around eye level.
I wasn't annoyed or irked. I just thought it was weird.
It is weird, yeah.
It is weird, yeah. That's maybe they were having a conversation about big members.
Perhaps, yeah. I don't know why you approached me.
I mean, I've only had a few barbecues in my life, maybe one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that is barbecue etiquette. Maybe, how do I know? Maybe that is something
could
people
be something
talk about.
Because there's hot dogs, there's phallic foods around. Maybe
You've had a lot of barbecues.
I don't remember ever having this conversation. I don't know what's going on at Rupp's house.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of party it was after that.
Yeah, because I was going to invite my mom and her boyfriend over for a July 5th barbecue. And I was going to be like, so Joe,
you look to me.
Everybody's face just like turns white.
It would be, if I were at that barbecue, I would immediately put a cold compress on his head and help him lie down. I'd be like, this isn't the Walt I know. Yeah. Something's gone tragically
but
wrong.
Overall, though, it was very nice afternoon, and
yeah,
it was nice. It was sweet.
Nice.
It was hot, though. You know, you're
yeah. It was hot. It poured like around 11 o'clock on Staten Island, like wrath of God rain, so heavy. So it kind of put a damper on it, but it was hot.
Yeah,
it was hot.
You know what else is hot?
Tell me,
MeUndies.
MeUndies is hot, but so is Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Yeah, we haven't done a show in a couple of weeks, so we got some ads here.
Okay.
All right. Our next sponsor needs no introduction, although I just did introduce them. Mm. You've seen the ads. You've heard us talk about them a million times, and I'll bet you there's a big part of you, pun intended. See, it's all big dick talk on this fucking episode, that wants to try it. We're talking about Blue Chew. This isn't your grandpa's blue pill. This is the one, the OG chewable tablet for better sex. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in chewable form. The process to get it is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. And the best part, it's all done online. That means you don't have to go to the doctor. No awkward conversations, and you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead and be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew desperately wants you to have better sex, so discover your options at BlueChew.com. And now I have to do the endorsement, which I fully endorse Blue Chew. I've used it several times, and it even if you don't need it, Q, we were talking about how like it's like a
boner.
It's like a boner time machine.
Yeah.
You go back in time to like, God damn, that shit's rock hard. I don't have to really wait that long.
I wonder why you're getting pointed at it at barbecues and stuff.
I'm just talking about Blue Chew the whole time. They say there's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help you give confidence where it counts. Blue Chew wants the entire country rock hard. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, there are some people that
they should not be hard. Castrated instead. Yeah. that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Yeah, I have to agree. I have to say Blue Chew. Let's cut that out of the copy because there's plenty of guys that don't deserve boners. We've got a special deal for listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code TESD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, promo code TESD to receive your first month free. That's BlueChew.com for more details and safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Number two, Raycon. Damn, we got some good sponsors this week, man. You may have heard us talk about Raycon's everyday earbuds before and thought, wait, the same audio quality I expect from the big guys, but at half the price? Sounds pretty good. But if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have and you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's everyday upgraded everyday earbuds, you also get active ergonomic design, multi-point connectivity that lets you pair two devices at once, and active noise cancellation. Let me tell you something about Raycons. You can't stop it from pairing with shit. I put them on and like suddenly I'm getting Sage. I have to turn Sage's Bluetooth off. Yeah. I got to turn Mary Beth's Bluetooth off. They're that good. Yeah, it remembers. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I prefer black. I don't really need something to match my skin tone.
Got the blue ones.
Yeah, you got the blue ones?
Yeah, I like the blue ones. They're the ones I use.
32-hour battery life.
I had them in my ear while I was leaving you eating dust in Orlando the other day.
Oh, did you? You took off? I could see the plane. I was like, God damn this guy. Now I'm here for another day.
I will say this. He flew me down there first class.
Did he?
Flew me on the way back, coach.
Oh.
And I was like, did he do that because he knew he didn't want to hear it?
Like on the way back, he's like, what are you going to do now?
He's like, it felt a little bit like, you know, you don't want to be like, what the fuck, dude? But yeah, that was funny.
Huh.
Yeah.
I got some extra leg room out of it.
I didn't even get that.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
New active noise cancellation, new weatherproof and sweat resistant ear things, you know, the rubber things. Earbud tap functions to reduce discomfort when using them. I listened to them on the plane myself.
Mm.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of kids going down to Orlando.
Holy fuck. I was on the plane back with like a dance competition.
Oh yeah.
And it was like insane. It was like being in a zoo.
Yeah. It's
so
too much.
I got those Raycons right.
There's two types of people that go to Orlando, children and really old people in wheelchairs that you got to fucking wait for the whole time.
Oh yeah.
Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there is truly no better time. Their upgraded model will blow you away. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner. They offer a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/TESD today to get 15% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You get 15% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/TESD, buyraycon.com/TESD. And we got two more, but I'm not going to do four in a row. That's a little bit too much.
Sweet.
That's too much.
I got season 11 of Impractical Jokers premiering this week.
Do you?
Yes, season 11. Once again, if any ants out there have that Nielsen box.
Oh, I was wondering. I actually wrote it in my notes. If you found out that I had a Nielsen box, but I didn't watch IJ.
Yeah.
Would you feel hurt?
I would.
Would you?
Not hurt.
Even this late in the game when it doesn't really matter that much.
Matter anymore. But I wouldn't be hurt, but I would be like – it's such an easy way to do me a solid, bro.
Right?
Why wouldn't you take it? Like, I don't understand. But it hurts, not the right word.
No. Disappointed?
Yeah. No, I would just be like, I would say it to you. I wouldn't like say right. I'd be like, you can't fucking just program it to watch it for me, dude. Because isn't each Nielsen like 30,000 people?
Yeah, it counts for a lot of people.
That's a lot of hungry people that, you know, that could be watching if you would just get your act together for me.
just for the hour.
Yeah.
Just do it for the hour.
Yeah. So any ants out there, you know, we already signed for season 12, so there'll be a season 12. Whether there's any more after that or not, who the hell knows? But would love to go out on top if we do go out, you know? So please, Nielsen.
That's the best way to go out. You go out on top.
Fuck yeah.
It's been a while since we asked for something.
Yeah, we never asked for anything.
I'm not really into. Oh, do you ever do what they call raw dogging on flights?
No, but go on. I'm interested.
It's
I don't know what
that
is.
It's this weird practice where people don't do anything on a flight. They sit there and wait. You don't read. You don't listen to anything. You don't watch the TV. You don't sleep. You just sit there and you wait. And there's like the group of – I mean there's people that do it from, you know, as little as like, you know, an hour flight. Somebody was like, just raw dogged a 14-hour flight. I was reading this and I was like, my God. Like,
that takes some discipline.
Yeah. It really does. Or just like – I mean, what do you think about for 14 straight hours?
Probably a lot of different things.
Yeah. I never did it though. I can't do it.
I need the – you know.
Some sort of distraction. I mean the Orlando flight was only 2 hours and it still – it felt like 10.
Yeah.
You know, the goddamn JetBlue, man. Like, normally they're good, but this plane was hot.
Yeah, I think there was just no way to keep up because I was on United and it was like
– Same deal.
It's just when it's 100 degrees outside, there's only so much, you know, the plane can
I was raw dogging it on the way back from Minnesota because it was an 18-hour drive back.
Yeah.
We had to do it in 2 days.
You refuse to talk to Frank. Raw dogging, bro.
No, my wife was like, don't fall asleep. It's so rude if you fall asleep. And I was like, okay, I won't fall asleep. And at a certain point, I was dreaming while my eyes were open. Like, I know I was up. Yeah. I mean, my eyes were open, but I was dreaming. And I wasn't in the car. And finally, my head just went down and I was sleeping.
Were you driving?
No. I wasn't driving. Yeah.
Why'd you have to get back? Frank had to go to work? Or?
Frank had some appointments that he had to get back for.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
No, are they all driving because you don't fly or are they all inclined to drive?
They don't like to fly either.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, they haven't been on a flight in quite some time either.
Right.
Yeah, they're not flyers and they're not comfortable with flying either. They might if they push comes to shove, they will do it
because Frank said he was going to go to Key West at one point and they fly in there, I believe. Mm-hmm. But I think it's uncommon. You're right.
Now I miss Key West.
Yeah. Fuck, it must have been hot down there, though. Was that hot in Orlando?
I can't fucking imagine. It's horrible.
We almost went to SeaWorld on Sunday, and I looked at the weather, and I was like, I can't do it. It's 95 fucking degrees out, man. Like, I don't understand how these people do it. And you see, it's funny, like, when you're on your way to Orlando, everybody's chipper and upbeat and fucking psyched and shit. And then, like, when you're on your way back to Jersey, it's like the parents look like, they're like, I wish I never had kids.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did I have kids?
Yeah. I don't blame them. It looks horrible.
Walt, I know I'm not normally into sports, but this caught my eye. Bill Belichick.
Oh, and his young gal.
Whoa, what's
23.
Going on? What? Good for him.
Yeah, and he's 72.
Whoa. Well, she's an intelligent young lady. She's an adult. And it's not my place to question a woman's decisions.
She can do what she wants.
She can do whatever she wants. She's strong. Mm-hmm. Young woman. Good for him.
You have to give her her own agency.
For her? She landed the best coach of all time.
Sure. Good for her.
Here's a picture of him. I mean.
Whoa, she's pretty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is.
What, you think Belichick's going to go out with a Bowser?
I think that – no, I don't think he'd go out with a Bowser, but I do think your standards probably go down a little bit when you hit 72. You know what I mean?
Not when you're Belichick.
No. That's what I'm learning
about. You know, they've said that he is a certifiable genius.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
All the sports writers sportscasters. Yeah.
Wow. Does he
now is that just the final, like, you know, not the nail in the coffin, but the final piece to be like, yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first thing he's ever done that I'm really impressed by. Yeah. Holy shit. Man.
Now, my question is, if I don't already, at what point do I start looking that ridiculous? With a young wife.
That's passed.
It's passed already.
No.
I know at some point. I mean, I was.
No, that's really extreme.
That looks like grandpa.
Yeah, that looks like grandpa. And he could be a grandfather.
What do they talk about, Q?
What is it?
Well, she's a cheerleader. She's a cheerleader for the team, right?
No, not for that team. I think she was a former cheerleader.
Well, she's a football fan. Maybe that's what they talk about football.
Okay, so wait a second. You know how intimidating it would be?
Yeah.
For a football fan to talk to Bill Belichick about football, because you know you're going to sound like an idiot.
Look at those fucking tights she's wearing. You think he gives a fuck? He's like, yeah, whatever.
How much he knows about football.
But if she goes fourth and down.
He's like, yep, baby, fourth and down.
Dude,
she's wearing that? He doesn't care.
You don't think he's just kind of like, he's just like, he quietly tries to like go to, I'm going to have to use the men's room and makes the exit, the Irish exit out, so he has to have to talk to her the rest of the night?
I do not believe that's the case at
she
all.
She says something stupid about football.
She's 23. She's probably saying stupid shit about life.
I was going to say, like, I came in today and I had just read something about this tall guy on the Rangers, and I like mentioned it in passing and was immediately cowed. And we've immediately been like, shut up, stupid. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Imagine her like trying, like so afraid, walking on eggshells to talk about football with Belichick.
Right.
Because the man has more football knowledge in his fingernail clippings than she has in her entire body.
Yeah.
That has got to be so intimidating. And then she's got to go to bed with him after like maybe fucking up the entire evening if he's out with his friends and she yeah. says something stupid about football.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I apologize. Just, I don't think anybody's thinking about her football knowledge. No one, including Belichick.
He just wants to know if she's on a period or not. Yeah. That's literally the only question he has for her. If not, it's blowjob week. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know she's worn those rings.
Oh, his Super Bowl rings?
Oh, without a doubt. The first move he made was like, you want to try them on, baby?
I would be so disappointed.
How many does he have?
He allowed her to wear the Why? Ring. She doesn't deserve to wear the rings
yes, she
yet.
She does.
No, she
what
doesn't.
She's doing?
Come on. Oh. Come on.
72? He got Blue Chew? He must, right?
He's got Blue Chew. And look, he's a genius and all, but he's also not the most well-preserved 72 I've ever seen, you know?
No, you've seen – I saw Kevin Bacon who's about to turn or just turned 70.
Yeah.
This is a guy that does not look like he's 70.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw him in the new Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, he doesn't look 70, right. Does he?
Did you see it? Did you watch
no,
it?
No, I didn't watch
it's
it.
It's pretty
no.
fucking good.
That's what you were saying.
It
that's
is way better. Any interest
in it? Axel Foley, right?
Yeah, Axel Foley.
Was it Netflix?
Netflix.
Yeah, oh, I haven't seen it. I would really watch good. It, though, but I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, it just came out last week. Dude,
how come it didn't get a theatrical release?
I think because Netflix was like, well, they made the movie. Oh, so, okay. they're not going to do it in the release in theater. They could have, though. I think it would have made a lot of money. It's really funny. And it's nice to see Walt. Axel Foley catching up with him at 63 years old. Yeah, he's got problems, but he's happy.
Oh.
He's doing what he loves. He's not depressed. Life hasn't fucking kicked him around. He's not on a planet fucking talking to no one, drinking blue milk. He's not like Indiana Jones fucking wishing he was dead. Like he was still Axel Foley, and he had some lessons to learn. He had an estranged daughter, but he learned his lessons.
There you go.
And it was like, holy fuck, people remember how to make fun movies? And Walt, like, I tell you, you know what lesson I learned watching the new Beverly Hills Cop?
You can't go home again?
Zero lessons.
Oh.
I learned nothing. They didn't try and fucking make me see anything, anybody's point of view. All they did was make a fun fucking movie with characters that you like. No lessons.
It wasn't just one teeny lesson?
It wasn't a single lesson. It wasn't a single lesson. They didn't want to teach me anything. It was amazing.
Ganev is saying there might have been a lesson.
What was the lesson?
Wasn't it parents should be parents and children should be children?
Oh, that's not it, though. That was Axel's ride, man. That wasn't a lesson. It was like, dude, I watched a movie. I didn't feel judged at all. It was lovely, dude.
There's nothing better than watching a TV show or a movie or reading a book or an article or anything and not getting a lesson.
And just enjoying it.
Just enjoying it.
Enjoying yourself.
When did that sort of like peter out? Like with somebody – like Stephen King is one of the worst offenders. I can't even read his shit anymore.
All I know is that I've made this TV show for 14 years and we've strived to never have a lesson
that's
taught
awesome.
At all. And I think we've – you might walk away from a Practical Jokers dumber than when you started watching. And that's a fucking promise. But I heartily endorse the new Beverly Hills Cop. Not perfect. You got to overlook some – but
still rocking the Detroit Lions stuff?
Oh, you know it, buddy. Aww. Everything that you want to see, you're going to see.
Okay.
You're going to see. It's great. Like every song from the first two movies – is in the first 10 minutes. They want you. They're like, welcome home. You remember the Neutron dance? Here it is. Shake down anyone? Here it is. Here it is. The heat is on. You got it. Yeah. It was really fun. So I endorse it. Good job, Netflix. Thank you.
Good job, Netflix. The more sports talk. The Oilers lady who flashed. She remember her? They found her. Mm-hmm. And she got a deal with Playboy. Which I think is just online now.
Yeah,
I
don't
know. That I'm sure that that 15 minutes is really coming close to the end.
Well, how are the Oilers doing? Well,
they lost the Stanley Cup Finals. So,
oh, did they?
Yeah. So her, if it's not over already, I'm sure it's absolutely the clock is ticking. Furiously close to it.
There she is, flashing.
Okay.
There she is, just with her hat on.
Wait, that first photo was from the Playboy spread?
First photo is from the Playboy spread, yeah. And it's just her good. And a white wife.
Oh, I like
wife
the tattoos.
And some skates she's lacing up.
Yeah, nice work.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She took advantage of it while the heat was on at its maximum.
You're right. I got to get those feet out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be putting on skates.
Yeah.
Yeah, with your bare feet.
But like they'll be like sandal skates, so you can mm-hmm. see the topography of
your nips popping through the shirt, oh, giving the double middle fingers.
Oh yeah. What's with the middle finger?
Yeah, let me see that.
Why so angry?
I don't know. It is kind of aggressive, isn't it? Who is she giving the finger to?
Hopefully me. Yeah. What's up?
Like, fuck you. That's the way I like it.
Yeah. I don't say anything nice to me at all. Yeah. Tell me I suck.
Speaking of viral sensations, Walter, you familiar with the Hawktua girl?
I just learned about this.
You mentioned that at the barbecue.
Hawktua girl? Yeah. Oh, you just found out about it, Q?
I just found out about this, yeah.
She has a deal with UTA.
Does she really?
Yes. Mm. Now, I'm really torn on this.
Okay.
Because on one hand, I'm like, good for her.
Sure.
Like, she seems to have a good personality. It's very big, you know. She got plucked out of obscurity. It's not the first time it's ever happened to somebody.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I can only think of people who fucking go crazy, like writing and working and doing anything they can to get a manager or an agent.
Yeah.
And all they have to do. Oh, she may be getting her own reality TV series soon.
Well, get them pulled
that up. And they're like, Hawktua. That's all it took. Now, if you don't know who we're talking about, and I'm fucking be really surprised if you didn't. There was a man on the street interview, and they were asking questions about like sex and shit. And he asked this girl what her finishing move was or what her best move was in the bedroom. And the one girl that he asked originally was very like mousy and didn't say it was her friend, the Hawktua girl's friend. And he asked a question again, but to the Hawktua girl, and she goes, "Oh, you just gotta go Hawktua and spit on that fang," she goes. And laughing like crazy. And that's all it took.
Yeah.
But on any other given day, it might not have happened. It just happened to be at the exact moment where the internet took notice.
Yes.
If it was a day before or the day after, it probably is an obscure thing that nobody ever sees. Yeah, it's just so random.
But like, how do you get a reality show off that? Is it that they met her and they're like, okay, this girl is more than Hawktua?
I'm sure.
Like, wasn't her father like a preacher or something like that? Like
no, she said he wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't?
Yeah. She said
they got to move the production quick because by next week, she might not be remembered at all.
Yeah. Good for her, man. What are you gonna do?
Good for her?
Yeah, why not?
Let her have it.
Why it is a good question. Why did that take over the world?
Oh my god. Get him to show me that. If you want to book her for your event in Ohio, it's
$30,000. Go there and
I don't know, to be the Hawktua girl, I guess, yeah.
She's putting herself I'd love to hear what her experience is like. Because what conversations are you having?
Well, isn't this the Bill Belichick thing all over again?
No, not at all. Why?
What conversations is he having? Like, you know?
The conversations are completely beside the point for Bill Belichick, I think. I think it's getting like one bite of that firm little apple before you die.
his ex was for it, though. She said that she wasn't against the – even with the age difference. She's 64, the ex.
What is she going to say? She doesn't want to sound like a bitter crone.
A bitter old lady.
Jealous, bitter.
I mean, I don't think anybody would take her to task if she were like, look, he looks kind of foolish. You know, everybody's saying.
Yeah, but she's classy, though.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being classy.
Like the Hawktua girl.
Yeah, good for her, man. Because who even fucking knows what's going to hit and not hit anymore? So if you have that.
She should strike. Wikifeet. She's got to strike while that iron's hot.
Let's do it. We live in this era now where it's like everybody has got their own TV channel and shit like that. So it's like if you have an opportunity to make some money off it, go for it. That's what I say. Sounds like she's got good advice. And I think I'm UTA.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, look at you. You and Hawktua. That's all it took.
They're probably treating her better than they're treating me.
Right now, I bet you they are.
Hold on 1 minute. All they do is fucking force me to go to work for another year. What are they doing with this girl?
Let's see here. All right. I warned everybody. Got two more spots here.
Two more ads.
Security stolen. Stranger danger. Going online without ExpressVPN is like leaving your kid with the nearest stranger while you go to the restroom. They're probably not a kidnapper or serial killer, but why would you ever take that risk? I don't know. I don't know about this copy sometimes. Anyway, why everyone needs a VPN? Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secure. I think about that a lot, like when I sign up. Do you go on to public Wi-Fi?
I'll do it in hotels, certainly.
Yeah. Well, you really don't keep anything on your phone, though. Like, you don't keep, like, a lot of pictures.
What would they get?
Or in the cloud or whatever, stealing your cloud stuff.
Oh, is that what they do? Like, they get your cloud? They can get
you? Yeah, they can access your phone somehow through the cloud. But anyway, any hacker on the same network, this is why we're talking about this, can gain access and steal your personal data, passwords, bank logins, credit card details. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Just some cheap hardware is needed. A smart 12-year-old could do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal info on the dark web.
Whoa.
You don't want it out there. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. It's easy to use. Just fire up the app and click in one button to get protected. It's super secure. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption.
A billion years.
That's a long time.
Well, yeah.
I use it all the time because I don't want somebody stealing my stuff. So if I go to, Barnes & Noble or something or Panera Bread, I set it up because you don't know.
Guys
sitting
know?
Next to you. You don't. Just like we were when we did Space Monkeys, we spoke to a lady in the audience. Out of nowhere, she's talking about how she had this OnlyFans and it was like bondage and S&M and paddling asses and all this interesting stuff she was talking about. But you're like, just to look at her, you'd be like, I don't know. I don't know what she's into. That's the thing. Next to me might be a hacker.
Yeah, you don't
God
know.
Damn it. So secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/TESD. That's expressvpn.com/TESD. And you can get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/TESD. And then finally, lastly, MeUndies.
Here we go.
That's what I'm wearing right now. That's what I wear all the time. I even brought a pair for Sunday Jeff today because I told him I'd bring him a pair. So I got some for him.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. He's going to try them on the podcast.
Yeah.
So you should sign up for Patreon. Get on that. Their micromodal fabric is breathable and comfortable, especially the ball caddy with its special pouch to help you avoid bat winging. It says here, if you feel comfortable, talk about your experience with the brand. How comfortable are they? Any funny stories? I don't think I have any funny MeUndies stories.
No.
Just stories of reliability.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going down to Wildwood. It was hot as hell, and I was walking, and I just had my bathing suit on. I was getting all chafed and shit, put on some MeUndies. No chafing.
Chafe be gone.
They got style for everyone. MeUndies has a cut for every guy's butt. Over 10 different styles, ranging from boxer briefs to jock straps to our special pouch underwear called the Ball Caddy that keeps you from bat winging ever again. These cuts come in 100 different colors and prints, ranging from black to all over dinosaurs. Has unmatched comfort with that super soft micromodal fabric. It's breathable, stretchy, and comfortable. Responsibly sourced, so you don't have to worry about, slave labor or any of that kind of shit. Mm. And problem-free philosophy. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Summer is here. Be prepared with MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. All right. That is it for the spots.
Nice.
Back to the show. Oh, I felt really old the other day. I was at Chili's with Mary Beth, and they have TV screens up there, and I saw an ad for hair replacement, like thinning hair and hair replacement, and it was Frankie Muniz doing the ad. Malcolm,
why does he have to do that?
I guess he's losing his hair.
No, but why does he have to do those commercials? Like, didn't oh, make like why money is he with that?
You would think. I don't know. Fatone does all that kind of stuff too, and he's all right.
Yeah. Maybe, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody says, they come up to you, maybe after, IJ, they come up to you and they're like, hey, we're going to give you this obscene amount of money for this commercial.
Yeah.
You might be like, fuck yeah, fuck why not?
I'll do it.
I like obscene amounts of money.
Probably right. Yeah.
But God damn it.
I'm just surprised he has a number that they could
reach
because of because wasn't that show like a mega hit for years?
Oh yeah, yeah. Started rewatching it. It's okay.
Oh, I remember the father being on it, being fucking
the
great.
Father's on top. Yeah, the mom's pretty good too.
Mom's pretty good too.
Did you watch Malcolm in the
Middle? Oh yeah, it was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I'm just surprised that he's like, yeah, I need the money enough to, or you guys could pay me enough.
Yeah. Well, you see all kinds of weird people, like weird people on commercial. Like Shaq is on every commercial.
Shaq, I learned something interesting about him is he essentially cold calls brands and is like, I want to be your spokesman.
Oh yeah.
And then they're like, all right, let's work out a deal. That's why he does so many commercials because he loves it. It's his favorite job is what I was told. Is being a spokesperson, so who knows? Yeah, nobody would ever pay me to be a spokesperson.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Ooh, and why?
What about those four ads we just did today?
No, I mean, like that. I mean, you know, anybody with a podcast to get that. I mean, like the face of a company.
I think it's just a matter of time.
No, I don't think so. Maybe if I start losing my hair.
Yeah, if you start losing your hair, then you can bump Frank Muniz out of the box.
Yeah, I could take that.
Hey, Vivica A. Fox, she's another one I saw doing like for like a car repair commercials. I'm like, this is an actress. This is like, she's a good actress. I don't understand. But
hey, you know what it is?
What
it's,
do
it's
I know?
It's just money, dude.
It's just money.
Fucking money. That's all it is. Well, there's a number. There's a fucking number that you'll see me up there being like, hey man. But I don't think anybody would ever give me that number.
Well, you won't do it for 10 grand a month for WikiFeet.
Well, I didn't know I can get 10 grand a month for that. There has to be a way to position that so it seems like I'm joking, but the money's very real.
But the money is real. The money is right.
Yeah. Money's right and tight.
You okay, Walt?
Yeah.
All right.
What happened over there?
With what?
I don't know. You plummeted.
Yeah, it looked like you just.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
like
your
energy level just.
No, not at all. No.
Okay. It looked like you were raw dogging again.
I got a little fat news. We haven't had fat news in some time.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Boom, baba, boom, baba, boom, baba, boom. Fat news. Ooh, chicken.
I don't understand much of the world. NYC holds Fat Beach Day to create accepting environment for plus-size community, a space for people to be themselves. Now, I've gone to the beach. I don't think I've ever been like, what's that fat person doing here? Well, usually they would be saying that about me. But.
Yeah, it's the same. I am overweight. Like, I'm what they're talking about here.
Fat Beach Day events are appearing across the United States aiming to create spaces for the plus-size community to gather. We're going through something culturally that impacts us every day on an individual level and a systemic level. People love using the word systemic. They think it makes them sound smart.
Yeah.
We're really trying to open up a place for people to be themselves. Now,
I
just don't get it. Underwood, a plus size model and artist, had a history of being bullied for her weight since middle school. This led her to start a blog at age 12 to document her experiences into fat activism.
Fativism,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they're very excited that they're creating this space for folks with bigger bodies to have a good time. I'm here to tell you, I don't give a fuck how fat you are. If you go to the beach. Yeah. It doesn't have to – everything doesn't – when I was on JetBlue, it had an ad for Pride Month, but specifically for disabled people. So I'm like, so we're categorizing not only straight and gay and whatever else comes with LGBT plus stuff.
Yeah.
But we're also saying disabled and gay.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I thought the whole idea behind this world was everyone's supposed to be coming together, not like further dividing and subcategorizing.
When did you get that idea? Why did you get that idea?
I think I'm off on that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's only one end result for this constant breaking down of identity, and that's to further break down till you get to there. But hey, man, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm here to support. Disabled pride, bud.
Yeah?
You're there for it, man. Yeah.
I have nothing against them. But I'm like, why are you so special? Why the fuck does everybody need to be so special all the time? For Christ's sakes, chances are you're probably not special. Yeah. Not many of us are not.
Everybody's special.
Walt called it fucking years ago. Ants, goddammit.
Ants.
Tell them, Steve Dave.